everybody, welcome to the Transpose Podcast. I am the fabulous and incredible Robin Allura. With me, as always, the equally fabulous and wonderful Stephanie Bree. Stephanie, how are you today?
Well, I've been been floating around the universe this past week, and it's been an interesting week for sure.
Did you survive the snowpocalypse here in Texas?
Well, I did not, but the Retro Witch did, so you're going to get her today instead.
Yes, we were all down here freezing our asses off in the great state of Texas. I will hold all political comments until later, but...
And it's a good thing we froze our asses off, because we're chewing assholes today.
Yes, because, quite honestly, I'm kind of pissed off.
Same.
I saw stuff today, not today, but over the past few days that just... It pissed me off. On a level that I haven't been at in a while. So there's a few people listening that come back to us every week, and they really know me very well. I promise, Old Mean Dark and Scary's only gonna come out a little bit, but you all know what that means. So, what we're gonna talk about today, first thing, Miss Stephanie, you wanna tell everybody what our subjects are?
Yeah, we're talking about, we have equality in sports, which is going to be touchy. We got LGBTQ and trans rights, activism, social media, and we're putting air quotes on the word opinions, because like I said, we have some assholes today.
Oh, yes.
And, of course, our top five, which do we want to spoil it?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Because we want this one to be fresh. This
will be good. So, yes, get ready. Robin's getting angry. Robin's getting out of pocket, but not in an inappropriate way. And if you're guilty of any of this stuff that we're going to talk about today, pull your head out your ass. It's 2021. Things need to be better. That's that. So, what we're going to do is we're going to start off with the thing that pissed me off. Oh my God, this pissed me off. And it ties into equality in sports. So, I want to say that this isn't the only place where us trans individuals do not have equality. There are so many other aspects of our daily lives that we do not have equality. But this one gets the most attention. It also kind of ties to a couple of topics we've talked about in previous episodes, like double standards and unintentional activism. This is just something that just pisses me off to no end. So recently, I saw on Facebook something I took as a direct attack on trans individuals. I will say we are going to share the thing on our Facebook page just so everybody can see how wrong this is. And you'll probably understand why it pissed me the hell off. But what it was a picture. And it was done in a 30s/40s style promotional thing. A lot of stuff like you saw kind of during the Second World War, that art style. But what the picture had on it was it had a picture of a person and a whole bunch of text. And what it said... Basically, I'm not going to quote it exactly, was if you're a man who can't cut it in sports, then you should put on a dress, some jewelry, makeup, then compete in a women's division. Now, this angers me for so many levels. So many. So the first level that pisses me off is the fact that the actual quote on there was that it referred to trans female athletes as, and you can't see it, but I'm doing air quotes, mediocre men. This is straight up bullshit, okay?
Yeah, because we're not men.
We're not men. First off, there is so much more to being a trans woman than just putting on a dress. So much more. This is a closed-minded thinking that makes trans people like me, like Stephanie, like any of those who are listening, it makes us afraid to be ourselves because are you going to treat us that way? Are you gonna disrespect us in such way that we have to hide who we are? You know, transgenderism, and I know that's not a real word, but it's something that's deep in a person's brain and in their heart. It's not something that's wrong with any one person. But the same people who share these kind of images, they don't want to hear that crap. The next level that this image...
Well, can I add?
Sure,
It's not just offensive to trans women. It's offensive to women and men because you're basically saying that if your masculinity doesn't measure up, you're not a real person.
No!
Basically. You're not on the level. And yeah. That's bullshit. Because for starters, women are just as good at sports as men.
Some cases better.
Yeah, a lot of them, a lot of ways. And, you know, I mean, women have been dealing with this for just as long as trans women have existed, but for basically ever. And it's way more than just offensive. It's not even appropriate anymore.
No, it's not. And it everything about this image is so outdated. I'm going to say this a lot in this episode. It's bullshit. It just really is. The next level I was angered on was basically it's the way it's being used was that trans individuals cannot be athletes. I hear this argument a lot when it comes to trans females, mostly trans females, competing in any sport, anywhere.
Take any NFL football player. I don't care who it is. Name them. Any football player. Put them in the ring with Ronda Rousey, who's getting their ass kicked. Not the man or the woman. Not the woman.
The man is getting his ass beat.
I promise. I don't care who it is. She's gonna kick your ass. She's a woman, and she's a woman. If you want to go there.
Yeah, and the other argument that this does is it highlights that exactly. It highlights that, and this is something someone actually said to me, men should not compete against women because they have an advantage. I know a lot of women, and you just use Ronda Rousey as an example. I know a lot of women that if they wanted to, they could go head to head with these same closed-minded jackasses and essentially break them in half. Oh. Hell, I'd put AJ in a fight with any dude and she's going to come out on top. That's how it is. Not that I'm going
to
do
it. And not only that, I want to throw this out there too. You have to try out for sports. You have to be competitive. And you have people who, you have men, cisgendered, natural-born men who don't cut it in male sports. Are they not men?
Exactly. And to use that argument anyway, it's just so outdated that men are superior. And it's not. The male is not superior to the female. It's just wrong. Now, I will say, what really kind of angers me about that argument of, well, they're a trans woman is a man competing against real biological women. And I hate when someone goes, real women.
Oh, no.
What bugs me the most about that, most of the time they're talking about high school athletes. Okay? Most of the time, like a huge majority of these trans female athletes are on hormone replacement therapy, or HRT. Now.
And these are people that haven't gone through puberty yet. They haven't developed muscles yet.
Right. Even those that have, they're not the same, as we said before, as a guy, as a man. HRT, when you start introducing estrogen and those hormones to the male body, your muscle tones change. Your muscle shapes change. Your muscle densities change. And they are not masculine. They are closer to females and to women.
A year ago, when I was still in the closet, hadn't started taking hormones yet, I moved a desk into my house by myself, picked it up, carried it in the desk, set it down. And this past week, when I was moving out of my house, I couldn't even pick up half of it.
Yeah!
I'm not out of shape. I'm in better shape than I was then. I've been exercising and eating right. But the hormones have reshaped my muscles. I do not have the physical strength I had a year ago.
I don't either. You know, I'm coming up on 6 months on HRT.
I'm 5'8". And you're taller than me.
I can tell you for a fact, things I used to be able to easily do,
yeah,
I can't do, especially when it comes to things like lifting and stuff. Does that mean all trans women are going to they're going to become weak? No, you can work your ass off and be able to, I know biological cis women that could easily bench press more than me in any given time. Again, AJ.
And you have to remember, a lot of times these arguments get based on the benchmark of the average, which is bullshit because athletes aren't average.
No.
Athletes are extraordinary. And often professional athletes go beyond extraordinary. They're exceptional.
Absolutely.
So another thing that gets left out of all of this is, especially in like the baseball, basketball, those kinds of things, it's a level playing field. You know, it doesn't matter how big or tall or short you are. You're all on the same team. And if you're shorter, they'll put you in at the position that you're better at. And if you're taller, they'll put you at that position. There's different positions. That's why we have positions in basketball. Baseball, same thing. There are people who are more masculine or more fit than others. And there are different positions for that. But when we're talking, people usually use things like wrestling or MMA, boxing, those things. They match you up by weight class anyways. So they are going to match you up with someone who has the same physical stature as you.
Exactly.
It isn't going to be a man versus a woman. It's going to be two people that weigh the same, that have the same muscles.
Right.
They will be equally matched in terms of biology. It will come down to skill, which we're not going to get into. Are women better at things than men or men better? No, we really don't want to get into that.
No.
Men and women are equal. For fuck's sake, science has proven that men are women who have their genitals on the outside.
Pretty much.
You know, your clitoris just doesn't stop growing. That's it.
That's
your
true.
Your ovaries fall on the outside, and then you call yourself a man. It's the exact same biological material.
It is. Now, all this led to another level for me. And here's the thing, as I start thinking about this, and I see that image, I get angrier and angrier about it. And as we go to today's episode, you're going to hear it.
And I'm going to say this too, because I'm pissed off. This is also offensive because this was a time when women, this time period was when women were going into the workforce. And men were telling them that we want you. And you had the picture of Rosie the Riveter.
Absolutely.
A very masculine looking man. If you want to go in the workforce, you got to look like a man, act like a man, talk like a man. And then as soon as the war was over, get back into the kitchen where you belong. Guess what happened? They didn't go back to the kitchen.
No, they didn't. And that just didn't fly at all. So the next part that angers me is a double standard. And it kind of ties into the double standards we talked about, what, two episodes ago? Or what, something along those lines?
Oh, they're going to keep coming up.
And yeah, of course they're going to keep coming up. And it's 90% of the stories you hear that people are upset about and sharing all over social media and even in mainstream media, they're about trans female athletes. You know, and that really pisses me off because it's, while I did find some articles in my research, it was very, very rare that I found a story about a trans man that was getting flack for competing in a sport like football or baseball. You know, these are sports that are male dominated. You don't see a women's football league, you know, and everybody makes fun of the...
And the people that say this shit are the same assholes that will put the NBA on a pedestal and make fun of the WNBA like it doesn't even matter.
Exactly.
It doesn't even exist because it's women doing the same thing men do.
Exactly. Exactly. So it kind of led me back to that whole double standard of it being easier for society to accept someone who is transitioning from female to male because somewhere along the line, our culture got programmed to accept that that it is in some way better to being a man than it is a woman. With the double standard and the lack of stories that I was finding about trans male athletes, you know, it really made me surprised, angry.
Oh, yeah.
And it also made me wonder and really think, you know, if there was a trans man who joined the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and happened to be better than Tom Brady, would anybody flinch? I don't think so. I think they would be just, look at this dude.
You know what it is? I can tell you exactly what it is.
What is it?
It's not misogyny. It's sexism. And sexism is a little bit different. You know why it's sexism and not misogyny? I mean, it is misogyny. But here's the thing. Let's say you have an overweight girl, right? We'll call her a fat girl, cow. I'm not using these words, but those are what people call her.
Mm-hmm.
And you have an overweight man. Why doesn't he get called those things? You know why? Because men will look at a woman and they can't get a hard on when they see a fat girl, so they make fun of her because she's not sexually appealing to them. It's the same thing with trans athletes. They can't sit there and rub one off while they're watching the basketball game when they're sitting there like, well, I don't know which one's a real woman and which one's a man. And that's what it is. It offends their sexual pervertedness because there are so many guys. I know that's not like all of it, but that's a big part of it because I know. I mean, when you're a trans woman, you have to grow up as a man. You hear what guys say in the locker room and all these other places. And I'll tell you what, I have never heard anyone say, yeah, I went out with that girl and she was really sweet. And it was like, yeah, I tapped that ass or I hit that or anything else. We know that. We know that men think of women as sexual things. And that is one of the reasons why they dismiss the WNBA. But these same guys who do that will watch, guess what? Beach fucking volleyball. Why? Why?
That's, yes, I have to agree with that. Totally agree with all of that. So the question is now, is how can trans women compete in the sport they love?
Let's do it.
The usual,
the haters.
But the usual answer, again, spoiler alert.
Uh-oh.
Pissed me off.
Even more.
Yeah, yes. Who could have guessed that? So when I have conversations with people about this, and the whole thing is going to get even worse, everybody that I talk to that has a problem with trans female athletes in sports says the same stupid-ass thing. If they want to compete in sports, they should have their own leagues and own divisions. Really? Not only is this stupid as fuck.
So are you going to put trans women and trans men in the same league? Are you going to put gay guys in there too?
No, it's more of their solution is trans men could probably compete in the regular leagues As long as you don't know they're trans.
Okay.
But all trans women need to be in their own leagues and their own groups. Now, first off, while more and more trans individuals are coming out, we see that it is a lot more common than people think. There's not enough trans individuals or trans women in particular to have their own basketball league.
No.
That's just, and I mean, the idea is...
Well, there's not enough women athletes to make a viable WNBA.
No. I mean, it goes back to, like I said, it's just stupid as fuck, and it's insensitive.
Or
I mean,
WNFL. If you say those words, people call you all kinds of names.
Oh, yeah. I mean, think about this. And if that's your argument, whether you're an ally of our community or not, I want you to think about this. If that's the solution, does that mean we need to make a special basketball league for players who are 7 foot tall or taller? Because clearly, based on all the logic, they have a clear advantage over those of us who are 5 foot eight. Right? Right? The answer is no, because again, it's stupid. And in the history of our culture, we did that. We did that to several groups of people. The most talked about is African Americans, and they were banned from playing.
And we can't even say the name of the word that they put on their fucking leagues, because we get in trouble.
Right. But they were put in their own leagues. They were put in their own teams, and they were put in that because they were looked at as they had a disadvantage in any one game as compared to their white counterparts. It's just, again,
and look
bullshit.
Look what happened when we integrated black and white into professional sports. It got better. It got more competitive, more popular, more productive, and more profitable.
Absolutely.
Because it became more entertaining.
That's right.
And sports is just, Jesus Christ, it's just entertainment. That's literally all it is. It is not a fucking religion, unless you're in Texas. And it is not, it doesn't fucking matter one bit. It literally is just, it's a game. It's a basketball game. It's a football game. You can call it a match if you want, which is just another word for game. It's competition, but it's literally just a game. That's all it is. It literally does, there are no stakes. I mean, so what if, okay, literally, so what if the trans man, trans woman, whatever, has an advantage and they win? So fucking what? Then they won. There's no consequence. Only thing you get is you have somebody who's going to go home with a second place trophy versus a first place trophy. Give me a fucking break.
Exactly. Now, this whole idea of the separate leagues and the discrimination, you know, these are people, this is all created by people who not just don't understand being transgender, because let's be honest, let's be straight up blunt, most of us transgender individuals still don't understand it, and we're going through it. It's confusing, and it's scary as hell. And they not only can't understand it, they won't try. So let's keep things separate. Now, what happens that I've noticed is also that these discriminatory and negative comments, and I really wish I didn't have to say this, are directed at one particular group of trans athletes, and those are in high school sports. This is beyond a discrimination against a trans issue, and we're not going to get too deep in it, but this is an attack on...
It's child abuse.
Yeah, it's an attack on kids, and it's just, the whole idea is wrong. Again, like I said, most of those athletes are already on HRT before they started puberty. So it's just something that's outdated and bullshit. And
if you've got a girl, you've got a daughter who's cisgender, and she wants to play basketball, and she's 4'8", you don't tell her she can't play basketball. You tell her to get good at 3 points.
Absolutely.
You just tell her, you know, do be good at what you're good at, and don't worry if you're not good at blocking. You don't have to be. Someone else will block. You score points, or you get rebounds if you're you know, the wider one or whatever. There's different. Again, it goes back to what your stature is. They'll put you in a position. You just hone your skills. And if you have a trans woman on your team and you know that she's a little bit taller than the others, maybe she's a little, her hips are a little shorter, but her shoulders are a little wider. Well, then, again, we don't talk about that. Women, how do women not have an advantage? They got a better center of gravity. They got the wider hips, you know, but, and better balance, by the way, way better balance. But I mean, other than the sexual thing, which is the only thing I can think, that's literally the only reason I can think of why it is. It's discriminatory because women aren't people. They're fuck toys. And if you can't fantasize about them, then they don't matter. Right. Those ones don't exist.
Exactly. Exactly.
And ask any cis woman if she's been through that, and I guarantee you she'll have a laundry list of stories.
Absolutely. So, all the talk about this equality in sports. Now, we're going to shift a little bit here. It led me to another issue. And guess what? It pissed me off. And that is trans rights and just LGBTQ rights in general.
I was just talking about this the other day.
In our last episode about the coming out, our coming out stories, I mentioned a former coworker who believed there was a gay agenda. Now, Stephanie made the little joke that there is a gay agenda. There is not. Now, those of you who know me, you know the exact details of that story because I didn't go into everything in our last episode. You can all attest to how pissed off that made me. I have not been to the point of ready to inflict physical violence on anybody since I was a teenager. And I wanted nothing more than to punch this person in the throat multiple times till they stopped squirming. Okay? That's how bad it was. Now, at the time, I wasn't out. So I was not able to defend myself or my community without outing myself. And this would have made my coming out forced. And it's my right to say when I came out, not because somebody else backed me into a corner. The last thing this person said to me before he walked away, and that's where we're getting into in this, is, and this is a direct quote from this person, direct quote. This person looked at me and said, "Just watch, your rights as a white man are going away." This is the stupidest, most ridiculous thing I have
ever
heard.
He's not wrong. It's not his rights. It's his white privilege that's going away. But that we're trying to get rid of.
But this is something that people keep saying.
But it shouldn't be that way. It should be, we should all be equal.
Well, I understand that. Now, what I cannot believe are that there are groups of people that are so dumb or so close-minded that they think because a group of people different than them have the right or get the right suddenly to do the exact same thing they can, that they are somehow going to lose their ability to do that thing in the first place. So, I mean, this is things like, you know, the number of people who have a right to something like marriage, equal pay, or employment, it's not finite. It's not. There is no list anywhere that any group, say the government, if the government's going to give the LGBTQ community the right to gay to have same-sex marriages, I don't like to use the term gay marriage, they don't suddenly go, okay, well, Dave and Bob are now allowed to get married. Let's pull out this ledger and see what heterosexual couple we have to make divorce, because you can't have that many. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way, and it's stupid, because that's the argument, is if these people can do it.
It's like it dilutes marriage, or it changes the definition of marriage.
But it doesn't matter to them. Besides, if you're one of those...
It doesn't make sense.
If you're one of those, and I just had this conversation with someone who says, and Stephanie, I apologize if this kind of seems angry at religion, but I'm not, that two women or two men getting married is an attack on God and is against the Bible and against Christianity. What the hell do you care? Because in your views and the way you see it as a quote-unquote sin, those people are going to burn in hell anyway, right? So why is it such a big deal to you? I don't think they're going to burn in hell. But that's, it doesn't make sense to me. Why are you entitled to happiness? That's what it really boils down to. Why are you entitled to happiness and to have the only say? Now, I understand that's a lot more complicated than I just broke it down.
I'll say this as a Christian, because I've been a Christian my whole life, and I went to church yesterday. America is not a Christian nation. We are not a secular nation. We are a country with religious freedom. Every religion is equal under the law. So it doesn't matter what Christianity teaches. That should not be the basis for law in this country. What should be the basis of law in this country is the will of the people, period. We are a democratic republic. There is no religion written into the Constitution. The closest thing you get is where it says, you know, in God we trust, which isn't even in the Constitution. I mean, God's name is written. I mean, the word God is in the Constitution, but only in the preamble, not in the actual part that matters. There's no references to religion, and the closest thing we get to actual reference to religion in the Constitution, in the actual legitimate portion of our government, is in an amendment that forbids the government from favoring one religion over another and protects your right to whatever religion you choose, and that includes not having a religion. So even though I'm a Christian, I will tell other Christians this is what I believe, but I'm not going to go to my senator or my congressman and say, hey, the Bible says this, we need to pass a law that backs that up, because it goes right back into the Bible. Jesus said, give to Caesar what is Caesar's, give to Jesus, or give to God what is God's.
Yeah, I mean...
Jesus was for separation of church and state, and he built the fucking church!
Yeah, I mean, it's just... I still don't... I just don't get it. I don't get the whole... Why trans individuals, why LGBTQ individuals, why individuals of other races are not allowed to be happy. And it's just... I could not fathom it. I wanted to punch the guy in the throat. I still want to punch the guy in the throat. But that's letting old, mean, dark, and scary out. We don't need that. Some of you guys know why. So if you've listened to the show before, you all know that the way I see the future is kind of with a sliding scale. Okay? Here's a little research project for everybody listening. Do a Google search on the Doomsday Clock. It's not an actual clock. It's a little thing that they move when it seems like we're moving towards nuclear war. Kind of to show how close to the edge civilization is from destroying itself. Well, on my sliding scale, one end is the wonderful, hopeful, equality future of Star Trek. The other is the bleak, dismal future of Mad Max. And the fact that even today in 2021, something as basic as happiness is still something that a group of people should be denied.
And
makes me feel like we're moving towards the latter.
We're not just talking same-sex marriage here.
We're talking everything. We're talking about transgender individuals' rights to employment. We're talking housing. We're talking every little thing. Equal pay. Everything.
Yeah, and this, and I want to punch this out there. This ridiculous, and it is ridiculous because it's societally imposed by men on trans women. This so-called true life test, in order to be able to get not just your hormones, but your if you want surgery, which that goes back to we were talking earlier about sexualization of women. The first thing anyone ever asks any trans woman is, when are you going to have surgery? Because they are fixated on, when are you going to have a vagina so I can think about it?
I agree with that. I will say that I have not had that question asked to me as much as in a little nicer way. But it's still the same thing, but it's...
People care. They're hung up on, when are you going to have the surgery? And not every trans woman will.
No. It's one of those things. I've been asked, how far are you going to go?
And you know what? It is not appropriate to... Everybody knows it's not appropriate to ask a cisgender woman about her parts. You don't go up to her and just say, hey, what shape is your labia?
Yeah,
unless you want to get a baseball bat in the back of the head.
You don't. You just don't do that.
Now you buy her dinner, you get her drunk, you can find out. Maybe.
Wow, that's outdated. Am I going to be angry at you? I probably will when we get to the top
obviously,
five.
Obviously, you know I'm being facetious. Intentionally.
Yes.
But what I'm saying is you don't ask women about their privates. You don't ask them about their breasts. You don't ask them about their periods. And you know, that let go again, guys do not talk about women's periods. They will, they don't. Because, again, that's when the vagina is off limits. And they are so preoccupied with the sex part of women. They don't even, I mean, literally, it's like everything else doesn't even matter.
In a lot of cases, that is definitely the way they're thinking. And that's, you know what, the theme of this show, it's bullshit.
Yes. And you know, I mean, I was just talking about that real life test because here's the thing. You have to live in your gender for a year at minimum, 2 years for most cases, 3 years in some cases. So between a year to 3 years, which means you have to wear dresses or whatever men decide women are supposed to look like. You have to look like a woman. You have to do your hair. However, men decide women are supposed to do their hair. And you have to use the same facilities women are supposed to use, however women are supposed to. But they want to pass laws that forbid you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to make it difficult for you to obtain the feminizing hormones that you need to look like the woman that they assumed. But there are no rules on what is a lesbian supposed to look like.
None.
There's no such thing as a gay card that you have to check all the boxes if you want to be a member of the gay community.
That's very true.
But if you want to be trans, you have to have two doctor's notes, one from a psychologist, one from a medical doctor. And then if you really want to get into it, you can get a gender therapist if you really want to make sure your rights are protected. And then you got to get a court order. And then you got to get it's just like Jesus Christ. You got to go through, you got to beg like 13 different men, can I please have a vagina? And then when they finally decide, you know what? I think it's good to have one more pussy in the world, they'll say yes. Sorry for being sorry for being blunt, but it is. It's what it comes down to. Everywhere you go, it comes down to sex.
For those who know what old Mean Dark and Scary is, he's very quiet right now. So
I'm pissed off.
I am pissed off about this whole situation. So this is all.
Don't ever ask me if I'm getting the surgery. It's none of your fucking business.
Exactly. If you do, you do. You don't. Whatever. Shut up. This all brings me kind of full circle to my final rant filled with rage in this episode.
I'm gonna need another soda.
Okay, have another soda. I almost need to be drinking.
I'm already empty.
And this is something that this happened because of the image I saw, talked about at the beginning. But this is something not just specific to trans LGBTQ rights. This is something that is, it's kind of a global umbrella kind of thing. And that is, and it triggers me like you guys don't know, is a lack and an unwillingness to defend your position. Okay. So this goes back to something I mentioned in my coming out story in the last episode about some acquaintances I had on Facebook. These are the ones who post the air quotes again, but you can't see it. We can disagree and still be friends. That's crap. That is not. So the difference, there is a difference, for sure, in sharing something like political views that differ and still being friends. Like, if for some reason Stephanie was a conservative Republican, pick whatever, and I'm not, well, yeah, we differ on that view. But we can still be friends because that's only a small thing.
Most politicians, most of the left versus right arguments are, how are they going to spend your money? That's all it is.
Pretty much.
It comes down to the left wants to give it to the poor people and the right want to give it to the rich people. And who's going to do better? Well, I mean, it's way more complicated than that. But that's the gist of most arguments.
Right. But when you use an image like the one that started off this episode, when you use an image to insult a community with that kind of trash, that's not your opinion anymore. That's not showing that we are different. That is saying, I don't like you. And in that particular case, we can't be friends. I will cut ties with anybody on any social media or even face to face, and I'll call them out if I'm face to face, that say anything bad about the trans community, because when you share images like that shit, it's not your opinion anymore. It's an attack, and you're trying to tell me I don't matter. You're trying to tell my entire community we don't matter and we are not as good as you. Almost as if we aren't even human.
Oh, and the one that pisses me off is when people make fun of trans people. Like, it's just a feeling. Today, I feel like the Queen of England. Can I be the Queen of England? No, it's not a feeling, you fuckface.
Oh, yeah. There's a whole nother story which we're going to talk about in another episode. That has to deal with celebrities about someone who did that, oh my God, that pissed me off on levels So to make this worse, this happens all the time. every day, every hour, every minute on social media. Okay? To call out a group of people like that, it's not an opinion, it's straight up bigotry. It really is. And to add to that, the people and the groups who share this trash, well, honestly, they usually say the same thing, especially when you call them out on it, especially in today's social media. If you don't like it, scroll past it. Right? You've heard that, right, Steph? If you don't like what I've posted, scroll past it, keep going on. My response is a very simple line. Very simple, three-word response. Fuck you, asshole! Really? I won't just scroll past. Now, we're getting into a little bit of this, some of the things I've talked about in the previous episode. I won't scroll past it. I won't just say, that's Joe being Joe. I'm going to call your sorry ass out.
The one that gets me is when they say, whenever there's an article, like recently, I think it was Comic Book Resources, but it might have been Kotaku, it could have been Nintendo Life, but it was one of them, that Nintendo was going to make one of their video game characters gender neutral or something like that. I don't even remember the story, but they were going to make a character gender neutral. And people were like, why do we have to talk about this all the time? Why can't they just exist? Well, here's the reason why we can't just exist. Because there are people who actively go out of their way, like we started off, denying our rights, denying our existence, or pushing us down. But also, here's the thing. Like, there are video games out there, right, where you have characters that are Asian. Let's take Mortal Kombat, for example. Sub-Zero is Japanese ethnicity. Okay, so a white person sitting in middle of nowhere Kansas can't put a quarter in a Mortal Kombat machine or pick up a game on an Xbox controller because Sub-Zero is a Japanese guy? No, he can't, he fucking can. So why? It's not about. I had friends who were guys who their favorite fighting characters were Chun-Li in the Street Fighter games or Katana in the Mortal Kombat games because they were the, again, you had a female character in the same tournament with the males, and guess who did the ass kicking? But here's the thing. These men didn't play that and see that as their avatar. They weren't like, oh my god, I'm pretending to be a woman by playing as Katana. They just knew she was the best character that for that fight. And it's the same thing. So if there's a gender neutral or a transgendered character in a video game, you can play as that character and it doesn't make you trans. It does not offend your sexuality or your sensibilities or your identity in any way. And if you can't play as that character, then don't bitch that character exists. Let that character exist for those of us who want to play as somebody. There are people. I had a friend. He's gay. He's dead now, unfortunately. But he was black. And he gravitated towards black characters because he was a minority who had been his people had been oppressed. And so when he played Mortal Kombat, he mostly picked Jax or Jade because those are the two African American characters in the game. But that didn't stop him from picking Sub-Zero or Scorpion or Johnny Cage when he knew that was the right, you know, whenever he knew he was fighting somebody that was going to kick Kano's ass or Jax's ass, then he would say, okay, now it's time to switch up and play as Baraka or someone else. So he wanted a character that represented someone like him and that was meaningful to him, but he didn't limit himself to the character that was representing of him. He was just happy that that character existed because no one blinks twice. Liu Kang, the Chinese guy, no one even thinks about, nobody even knows what ethnicity, I mean, Baraka's a mutant. He doesn't have an ethnicity, and Raiden's a god. So, I'm just using Mortal Kombat as an example, but when, you know, like, I don't know any women who couldn't play Halo because, I can't be Master Chief because he's a guy.
Well, right, but I mean that's kind of on a separate tangent here. Where I'm going with this is, you're posting this kind of trash, and that's what it is. It's trash. It's not opinions. It's not trash, and you're posting it, and you're attacking a community that's different than you. You know, that's not cool at all. You know, but what really the point I'm trying to get to in this particular angry rant is when I call people out like that, especially the ones that respond to me with the, if you don't like it, just scroll past it. They refuse to even discuss this.
But if you share a picture of a rainbow flag, they tell you, I don't want to see that.
Right. I've heard from a couple of people when I've called them out, they tell me the same things, okay? And this is what really ticks me off, is they say, I won't argue over our difference opinion. Again, asshole, this isn't an opinion. Now, what really, really angers me is that, honestly, if you're going to attack a group of people, especially like the trans community, in a way like that, have some damn courage to defend your position and back that up with actual evidence. You want to argue that men are superior to women and that trans women are actually men? Where's your damn evidence? Come at me. Show me. Because the fact that you want to say this kind of garbage and then just let it be. Oh, I said it. It's out there. Mm-hmm. That's sickening to me. It really is.
You know, it goes back to a lot of these people, they have that saying, you know, grandma always said, if you can't say something nice, don't say it at all. Did your grandma have a problem with being respectful to other people? Or was she a racist bigot too, and you just don't want, you know, it's okay to say nice things about white people?
Right.
Which, again, we're not bringing race into it, but we're just using that as the common illustration because, you know, I heard that, you know, recently when Mr. Limbaugh passed away, everyone was like, well, yeah, I was taught not to speak ill of the dead. Well, but it's okay to trash talk people that are alive whose feelings you can still hurt?
Mm-hmm.
How is that okay?
Right. So, the fact that you want to attack, that some people want to attack the community, it bothers me on so many levels because now, more than ever, I'm going to defend my community. You know, I might not have a solution at the heart of the problem, like the trans athlete thing. How do we solve that? I have no damn idea. It's such a complex problem. I can't tell you. I have no clue.
But it really isn't. It's people. It should just be let them compete.
Right. But I simply...
If you want to go all the way through with it, we shouldn't have men and women sports. We should just have one basketball team. Or we should have JVA, JVB, and let them mix and match however it fits.
But the point I'm making, Stephanie, is that I'm not going to let anyone simply call my friends, my family, and my community any sort of derogatory names.
Yeah.
Because they're so close-minded, they can't see, and just let it be. I am not. I just can't do it, and it should be every trans individual, like we talked about in the last episode of the unintended activism. It should be up to us to call out these individuals and call out these people. And what we're saying is defend yourself, defend your position, stop being a damn coward, and back it up. And if your argument is either the typical mom argument of, because I said so, maybe you're wrong, and maybe it's just dumb what you just said. So I'm going to end my rant here with something. And in it's in our coming out episode, and this is why I cannot, and this kind of ties two episodes together. I mentioned a song that means a lot to me now, more than it did before. That was Dangerous by Shinedown. And I'm going to end my rants, especially for this one, with the chorus of that song. And it is, quote, "I will never be voiceless. My weapon of choice is, I'd rather be dangerous. God as my witness, I won't be defenseless. I'd rather be dangerous." And I'm to anyone out there with these kind of garbage attacks in your heart, bitch, get ready. I ain't gonna just lay down and let you do it.
No, and I wanna put my final thoughts on this before we move on. The one thing that irritates me is when people, and I know there are well-meaning people who will start off this way, and to those people, this isn't directed at you. This is to the people that throw other stuff out there. But they'll start off with, "Well, I don't understand what you're going through, so I don't know how to be supportive." Okay, well, if you're going to throw the "I don't know how to be supportive," then I'm just going to tell you, you be supportive the same way you would be anybody else. Just, if I say my name is Stephanie, call me Stephanie. If I say refer to me as she or her, do that. I'm not going to ask you to go vote for this person, that person, or the other thing. I'm not going to get involved in your business. I'm just saying, if you want to be supportive, respect the things I say to you. Now, if you want to take that to the people who actually legitimately are trying to be supportive, that's the answer. And then you find other ways to, you know, you just basically, this is what you got to do. You have to forget if you knew who I was before, that person is gone. They don't exist anymore. Now, introduce yourself to me, and I'll introduce myself to you as Stephanie, and you'll get to know Stephanie just like you met a new woman off the street that you never met before. That's how you do it, because then there is no, "Well, I don't know how to put the old you behind me," or there's no confusion. You just treat women like people, and you treat trans women like they're just women that you just know. And really, it doesn't matter what your views are. Keep it to yourself. Literally, it comes back to, like, you know, I mean, I'm not going to go down the whole, if you can't say nice, don't say anything at all, because you know what, I'm not going to take away your God-given right to be a piece of shit.
No.
God will be the one to take care of you. That, and like Robin just said, she might smack you upside the head, and I'm going to stand by her and give her the thumbs up.
Absolutely.
But I'm gonna say this. I'm fed up. You guys notice how I haven't been my usual chipper self? Well, it's because I'm fucking over it. I'm over I have only been out for, what, 7 months? And I've been through everything bad except for being murdered and raped that a trans woman goes through. And that's what I was going to say. Like, I don't go to a victim of rape and say, "I don't know what you're going through. I don't know how to support you." You know what I do if someone goes through that? I'm very cautiously respectful, and I ask them, what do you need? And that's what you want to support a trans woman? Ask her, what do you need? And when she tells you what she needs, that's what you do. If she just needs you to, you know, text her kitten pictures, then do that.
Or simply say the right pronouns. Mm-hmm. She, her, things like that.
But if you want it, yeah, but just ask her. Talk to us. We're people. You don't have to go to Google. You don't have to go ask your pastor. You don't have to ask the guy on Facebook or YouTube. If you want to know how to talk to trans women, just fucking talk to us. We're fucking people, for God's sake.
That's really what the whole episode boils down to, is, for fuck's sake, we're human beings. Just treat us like that. Oh. If you want to be a closed-minded jackass, fine. Whatever. Please go dig yourself a hole and lay in it. That's it. Because the world is never going to be better
And we're
if you're
not,
talking garbage.
Whenever people bring up the agenda, we're not out there trying to take your rights away. We already established that. We're not trying to convert you to be like, I'm telling you right now, if we could be born in the right bodies and everything was fine, I would prefer that than going through what we're going through. But I'm gonna get aligned how I have to, because it is, you know, it's just one of those things that doesn't, it is what it is.
Absolutely. It is what it is.
No, I'm not going to say, if I could take a pill and, you know, because we're getting into X-Men, you know, if you could take a cure, would you be cured? I don't think there's a cure. I think...
If there was... I will say this, and some people know this. If there was a medical pill that I could take and it would just completely transform my body, I wouldn't even blink. Oh. The people handing it out would not get to finish telling me all the horrible things that could happen, and I could be like deathly ill for a month and wanting to die, but I would still do it.
Yeah, because it's just, you don't have to understand it. And
you
don't have to explain it to you, because we don't always understand it.
Right, we don't understand. So
I'm 38 years old, and I couldn't tell you I was trans until 2 years ago, because I couldn't figure it out. And I knew in my heart, but I couldn't figure it out until recently.
Right. And see, my story's a little different. People listening know the long story. You guys know why mine's different. So, breathe. Now, ladies and gentlemen.
The munchies.
You get to witness in the miracle of podcasting.
Uh-oh.
We're not unified.
Uh-oh.
As in, Stephanie and I are not going to be 100% in sync and unified, but we might turn our anger, though turned down...
Maybe.
A little bit. towards each other. Because this week's top fives are our top five favorite fast food restaurants. Now, I want to say something before we get into this. These are mostly chains. We kind of kept, I know I did, really local things, like the only thing you're going to find in Dallas.
Yeah.
You're only going to find this one fast food joint in Dallas.
And fast food. I mean, one of my favorite chain restaurants is Pizza Hut, but that's not a fast food place.
No, because it takes 20 minutes.
Yeah, so we're talking, and you walk in, by the time you're done sending a text message to grandma, you've got food in your mouth.
Drive-thrus, things like that.
Yeah.
So, Stephanie, let's get this conflict...
I wrote two rules.
Oh my God, let's get this conflict started here and hash this out.
Yes.
Hit me with your number five.
Rule number one, I'm going in reverse. I'm going to tell you number one first.
What?
Because
you can't.
I have to.
Oh my God. Now, really?
Because my number one, it'll make sense when I go, because if I go in the other direction, you're going to be like, okay, that doesn't make sense.
All right, just for everybody listening, I am totally against this. I am completely against going backwards. And yes, the next episode, we are going back to the way it was before, where we started with our number five. Otherwise, I might kick Stephanie in her knee.
I told you weren't going to like my list.
Oh, dear Lord.
So I'm starting with Taco Bell.
I know a lot of people hate
Taco Bell, but this is my top all-time favorite fast food place, because I can't get enough of that greasy, spicy, whatever the fuck it is they call me.
Oh, my God. If you guys just heard that, I face-palmed so hard. Girl, that is not even food.
It doesn't have to be food.
Oh, it wishes it was food.
No, it's the recipe for heartburn, and I need to feel warm inside.
Oh my God, I'm going to tell AJ that one. She likes that trash too. Oh my God.
But can I say why? I want to give a quick...
Go, please. Please explain this.
Okay, so... If you know anything about me at all, you know that one of the things I like is I like conformity. Or not conformity, uniformity. But I don't like conformity, right? I like things that break the rules, but I like things to be consistent. Taco Bell breaks all the rules. It's not Mexican food. And as you just said, it's not even really food.
It's not!
It's just they scrape all the leftovers together and sell it at a restaurant. Gotcha. It's all the meat that Pizza Hut couldn't put in their food.
That's why there's always Taco Bell Pizza Huts together.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's like, all right, well, we gotta dump this. No, don't dump it in the bucket. Give it to Taco Bell.
No.
Oh, gross. And when people stop buying it, we'll just rename it to the, you know, Doritos Tortilla Chalupa, and then everyone will rush out to get it.
That's like calling Dickie's barbecue. It's not barbecue!
But what I like about it is I'm rebellious. I like to break the rules. That's one of the reasons, well, it's not why I'm trans, but it's a side effect of being trans. You know, I'm kind of a punk bitch. And Taco Bell is the punk of fast food restaurants. It's the one that throws a middle finger to every fucking body. It doesn't care. And it's the biggest goddamn chain out there, and it doesn't fucking care.
Oh my god. Good lord, I don't think I can recover from that one.
Good show. Son, we'll see y'all next week.
Gun, no. Okay. My number one, since we're doing this backwards.
No, you do yours normal.
No, I'm doing mine the same way. Conformity. Oh. Uniformity.
I break the rules and then you... Okay, fine.
My number one is Jersey Mike's subs. Now, it's a sandwich shop more than a fast food, but... Let's face it, how long does it really take to build a fucking sandwich? And this is usually...
Well, if you're Quiznos, we won't go there.
Well, yeah. Quiznos has a hard time remembering if the door is unlocked. Anyway, Jersey Mike's is always kind of one of... It's one of two places that when I have no answer to the question, what's going to be for dinner? Jersey Mike's? Why not? It's good food. I enjoy it. It's a damn good sandwich. And they're everywhere. But, yeah, that's my default. My other one's a pizza joint, but that doesn't fall into fast food. So, all right. I'm afraid to ask this. What is your number two?
So, number two is a lot bigger in parts of the country than it's... I haven't even seen one in Texas since I've been here. But it's A&W. Now, a lot of people don't know this. A&W is two companies. They are not... There is a root beer, and there is a restaurant, but they are not the same company. They are the same trademark. They used to be owned by the same company. It's complicated, but I love A&W cheeseburgers, and I love their onion rings, and they've got the only fast food French fries that are worth a shit.
Okay, well, I mean...
What I love about A&W is it's in the name. It's All-American Cheeseburger. You get an A&W, it tastes like a cheeseburger. Some of the other fast food places, they have to say things like, we have all beef patties, because they're reassuring themselves that we have all beef patties. We have all beef patties. When you know damn good and well, if you got to put it in the commercial, it ain't true.
That's very true.
And then you got the other ones who are like, well, we don't advertise our meat. We brag about our special sauce. A cheeseburger should have ketchup. If you're calling, I don't want to know what's in the special sauce. Please, I don't.
I just had an inappropriate moment about special sauce, but...
Well, it's similar in color.
Oh my god, it is, and now you've just ruined everything for me.
But what I love about A&W is when you find one, you get excited. You don't see them everywhere, but you're like, oh my god, I've got to get a mouthful of that. And like most chains, which is why we picked chains, you know what you're getting.
Yeah.
You know you're going to go into an A&W and you're going to get that just delicious...
same thing.
...cheeseburger that you are going to want to gorge yourself on. And it's gigantic, but it's not like, you know, it's not like when you go to a diner and get a cheeseburger that you got to eat with a fork. It's just, but it's the biggest fast food cheeseburger I've ever had.
Yeah. Fast food yeah. But I'm going to say, I'm going to kind of blow your mind here a little bit. I know where there's one in the state of Texas.
Okay.
But here's the downside.
Uh-oh.
It's not exactly safe for our people to go there.
I don't care. I'm going there.
Drive through really fast. Okay, so...
It's Texas. Everyone has a gun. Not...
Well, you don't tell them that. Of course I do.
I wasn't going to doubt you in that regard.
Anyway...
I carry a knife. Shut up.
Well, my number two, Stephanie, you said something about the greatest fries ever at A&W. I'm sorry. Uh-huh. I have to disagree.
If you say Mickey D's.
Oh, God, no. But my number two is clearly a Texas thing. Now it's spreading out to the rest of the world, and that's awesome. Just don't screw it up, because I am a native Texan, and I always will be. Whataburger. To me, that's the greatest burger I've had. Well, a fast food burger. Now, I've heard your argument on this, and why. And your argument is invalid, and I love you, but it's stupid.
Wrong, but okay.
I just like it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I grew up on it.
I like the square, the patty melt. That they have a good patty melt.
But I just love... it's one of my go-tos. It's not usually my default, but it's pretty damn close. And, you know, I've had many a business meeting at the Whataburger. You sit down, you eat till you're full, and...
I know, people who had their anniversaries there.
It's awesome!
And I'm talking people who had the money to go to a place that makes Outback Steakhouse look like a Taco Bell.
And they chose wisely.
Yes.
So, but yeah, it's a Texas thing. If you're listening and you're in, oh, I don't know, Canada, you probably have no idea that's like.
Your Hardee's or whatever it is. You don't care.
And you need to come down here and have a burger at the Whataburger. Because, yes. Whataburger to a Texan is like In-N-Out Burger to somebody from California. It really is.
True story. I had my first In-N-Out Burger of my life yesterday. After church. Not yesterday. Yeah, yesterday after church.
And were you just as disappointed as I was when I had my first one?
I did not care for the French fries. Yeah, the cheeseburger was all right. Not great, but it was all right.
Yeah.
I'm not going back there.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to find me an A&W now. I'm going to find me a KKK hoodie if that's what it takes. I don't give a shit.
I don't know that you're going to have to do that, but yeah. Okay. So, all right. Hit me with your number three.
All right. First, I have a friend, I have a ex-brother-in-law, I'm going to say, who is Texan, who said that one of the reasons he likes Whataburger is because they put mustard on their hamburgers, which is the reason why I don't like it. And he can't eat those other cheeseburgers that put and these are his words here, he says, that white stuff that looks like jizz on their hamburgers.
Oh, God! So... Oh, Lord.
Now my number three is the jizzy Mickey D's. But the reason why I love Mickey D's is not because of their special sauce. I love Mickey D's. I love McDonald's because of their chicken, which isn't really chicken, but that's okay. I love the chicken nuggets, and I love their fish filet. So I'm one of those people, I can go to Whataburger, I can go to Taco Bell, and then I'm going to go immediately find me, I don't care what I've just ordered, I'm going to find me a McDonald's, and I'm going to order me a fish filet, the filet fish sandwich, and that's my dessert. I eat the filet fish, that's my dessert. I eat a lot of filet fish sandwich. It's my favorite snack. It's not a meal, but it's my favorite snack. I can't get enough of it.
I'm seriously rethinking this friendship here.
I love... Now, I don't care for their french fries, and I knew their french fries were garbage even before they started making commercials saying, we have the best french fries, and I'm thinking, why do you have to put that in the commercial? Well, I know why.
Well, of course they're the best ones when you coat them in sugar.
Yeah. But I also like McDonald's because they give you a toy if you ask for it.
What are you, four?
Yes. I'm a toy collector.
Oh, my God.
And I like the cartoon characters that they put in their, well, used to put in their mascots. And they have the cutest commercials sometimes. Yeah, the other guys, some of their commercials, like Jack in the Box, their commercials make me think that there's somebody locked up in a basement somewhere telling that guy how to write his commercials for food.
Okay. I get that.
Their commercials scare me.
I can see. Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Okay. Lord. What kind of Pandora's box did I walk into here?
That's why I had to do it in reverse.
Oh, my God.
Because if I built up to Taco Bell, you would have been like, ugh.
What the hell is wrong with you? Oh, my God. So, number three.
But these are ranked in the correct order, so.
Yeah, my number three is also a Texas thing. I know these are in other parts of the country. I don't care. It's Dairy Queen. Ice cream. Get a blizzard. You get a steak finger basket. You get a Hunger Buster burger. If you're really hungry, you can get a Belt Buster. I mean, come on. It's called a Belt Buster. Oh, my God. Who did this? And the most inappropriate name for a frozen dessert. They have something called a Dilly Bar.
Yeah.
I mean, if that doesn't scream, Robin should dine here, I don't know what the hell does.
Which we're going to Dairy Queen after the show.
Oh, hell yes.
I need me some Dilly Bars, huh? I'm just kidding.
Oh, without giving are too much a... away. Yes,
are
yes, ma'am.
Uh-oh. Today.
Oh, someone's getting out of pocket and it ain't me. This is just awesome. Your choice in food is wrong, but this is still awesome. All right, hit us with your number four.
Well, it's funny because my number four is Dairy Queen. And it's not just because it's sexist, because, you know, I can't eat at Burger King because he's a pig. But it's all the things you just said. You can go in there and get an ice cream. You can get a fucking Butterfinger Blizzard. Oh, my God. Where are you going to get a Butterfinger Blizzard? Well, right there.
Amen.
And you can get the chicken finger basket you were just talking about, dude. Like, the chicken strips. And dunk it in the country gravy and, you know, have some barbecue sauce for your french fries. It's the only place I'll dip my french fries in barbecue sauce, by the way. They have the good barbecue sauce. Mm. I don't know why. Yeah, I love... Dairy Queen. And a lot, and one of the reasons why I like A&W a little bit more, but they're very much like a Dairy Queen.
Yeah, they are.
And I do like A&W root beer better than all of the other root beers. Now, root beer's not my favorite drink, but of all the root beers, I like A&W the best. But Dairy Queen, one of the other things I like about Dairy Queen is you can spot a Taco Bell or a McDonald's a mile away, but Dairy Queen, sometimes you got to do a double take because they are so good at blending into their neighborhoods. Dairy Queens are a national chain that you don't know is a national chain because they will build a Dairy Queen that looks like it belongs in whatever part of the country it's built. They do not do that for McDonald's. I went to a Dairy Queen. We had a Dairy Queen in Salina, Kansas that looked like a fucking food truck. You just walk up and the door opened out of the side of the building and the guy handed you your food. But on the inside, it was a full-blown Dairy Queen.
So I've traveled. AJ and I usually travel a couple times a year to visit her family, and we go through New Mexico or Colorado or whatever, and we go through a bunch of Texas towns, and I will totally agree with that. A Dairy Queen in the state of Texas looks completely different, and even sometimes has a little bit of a different menu, not a whole lot, they still have some, than one in New Mexico. And the one in New Mexico is different than the one in Colorado. And the one in Colorado is different than, say, the one in Utah.
They've got one in Sherman, Texas. I didn't even know it was a fucking Dairy Queen until they gave us coupons at work to go get a free ice cream one day. And I asked my GPS to take me there. And I'm like, I'm in the parking lot. And I'm like, where's the fucking Dairy Queen?
And there it is.
And I'm sitting in the parking lot. And I was like, this is not a Dairy Queen, but I'm going to go in there. And then sure enough, it was a DQ.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's delicious,
dude. And it's great. It's great.
Free ice cream is the best ice cream.
So, okay, you know, my number four, it's funny because you just called it, what'd you call it, misogynistic?
Sexist.
Yeah, sexist.
No, I called him a pig.
You called him a pig, and it's Burger King.
Uh-oh. Well, I'm glad the queen beat the king if I'm reading your list correctly.
Absolutely, and yeah it's... It's Burger King. What about it? I don't know. I just kind of always liked them over a lot of places. You know, I can't always go wherever I'm at. I can't always go to a Whataburger, especially if I've crossed the state line. I can't always go to a Dairy Queen because in Texas, it's like almost every town has one. Mm-hmm. But you go into, like I said, New Mexico, Colorado, Utah. They're not there. They're not in every town. They're not there. So, and of course, not a Jersey Mike scene everywhere either. So, Burger King is my fallback. And It's one of my favorites. What about the food? I don't know, but I dig it. And if someone goes, you have three choices. One of them's Burger King, one of them's McDonald's, and one of them's Wendy's. Burger King. For the win. Don't care. If you say the other two, you're wrong. Shut up. Mama wants Burger King. That's my number four. So, Stephanie.
Okay.
Let's end this backwards train wreck with your number five.
This is why I had to do it backwards, because I'm breaking another rule.
Oh, but dear Lord.
The other the ones that didn't make the list are the kinds of places that have one item on the menu I can eat. Burger King, they don't have an item on the menu I want to put in my mouth. Not one. They don't. Wendy's, they've got a chicken sandwich I can chow down on. Burger King, I go there. Every time I go there, I'm like, I leave there and I'm like, can we go find anything else to put into my mouth? Anything else to put in my mouth.
Wait a minute. Before you get to your number five, are you sure you want to softball that in there like that?
Uh-huh.
You really going to let me take a swing at it?
Uh-huh.
Things about going in your mouth?
I know.
Really?
We already talked about Dairy Queen. We already talked about Mickey D's and his special sauce. And the dildo.
Dear God, girl. I mean, there's making it easy for me. And then there's just so easy, I feel bad if I go for it. So, I'm going to let that one go. God, what's wrong with me?
So my number five, and this is why I had to do the list in reverse. Because my number five does break the no chain rule. It's every local mom and pop fast food restaurant in every little town everywhere. If you've got every one of them I've ever been to always has the same thing in common. They might not have good French fries. They might not have good sodas, because a lot of times they don't have syrup in their soda for whatever reason, cutting costs or whatever. But they always have real fucking meat, because they have to buy their meat from the grocery store. They're not making it in a factory like some of these other places are. You know, pulling a lever and then this goop pops out of a machine and they call it meat. You know, no, they have to buy. So any local fast food place you go to, you're going to get beef that was grown local.
Chicken most that was grown local.
Most of the time. And for one, that is the freshest most of the time. But two, it always has that a distinct flavor because it eats the local grass and it's seasoned the way the locals season their food. So it gives a uniquely localized and just a taste and an experience that you have to go to this place to get. And I'm talking the ones that do look like McDonald's or Burger King's or whatever, or a Sonic or whatever. They look like a fast food restaurant, but the name on the sign can be any local. They have one in Sherman that's not Whataburger. It's called Whanaburger.
Yeah. We have one in this town where we are at. I'm not going to say what that town is. Ha ha! Called Country Burger.
Yeah.
And yeah, I totally agree.
And everywhere, I mean, you can pull into a 200 population podunk nowhere Kentucky and they're going to have a local place that sells cheeseburgers and you're going to eat that cheeseburger and not regret it.
Right.
You don't order the biscuits and gravy unless you ask the locals, is it edible? You don't necessarily want, because you don't know where that milk is coming from.
No, you really don't.
But you can, I mean, I've never had a local cheeseburger that made me sick. I can't say that about some of the other places.
Yeah.
Now, the number one reason why I love Taco Bell over all the other places is because I drink Mountain Dew, and they're the only fast food place that sells Mountain Dew.
Oh my God! Are you serious? You choose not food based on a damn soft drink?
Oh, I told you were going to hate my list.
I do! Oh my God! What is wrong with you? Girl! Oh, we got you to civilization. Now we gotta fix you. I know I've said this before in other previous episodes, but Stephanie, you are broken. I know I say you're not always broken. There's nothing wrong with you. Stephanie, there's something wrong with you and you are broken.
Okay, you're keeping me from my Taco Bell. Let's get
this show. God.
Just kidding.
God. Oh, so my number five top fast food. It does count as fast food because you do still get it pretty quick and you get it through a drive-thru window. But I kind of have a love-hate relationship with it. And by that I mean I love these two places, and it's a tie, by the way. They sell the same exact thing.
So you're two different restaurants. Rules and giving me shit for breaking rules.
Why? I mean, I always have a tie.
I know.
I didn't break a rule.
We need to establish that as a rule. No ties, no twins.
Oh Jesus. Anyway, the love hate is I love them, and after eating the food. Well, sometimes they don't love me back.
There you go.
And I also do not learn my lesson. I could be sick from eating this stuff, either because of sometimes there's things in there in the food that I have a food allergy to that I don't realize are in there. Or just because I ate so much, I've made myself sick. But the last two are, like I said, a tie, Long John Silver's and Captain D's.
Okay.
I do love those. Like I said, they don't love me back. And it's some things like, I have a food allergy to onions and peppers. And I didn't realize it till after I ate the Hush Puppies at Captain D's that there are chunks of onion in there. So anybody want to guess what happened? Yeah, that's not fun. Occasionally, the batter will have something in it that I just can't eat or can't process. And then, you know, I go all, you know, Fat Kid Friday on it, too. And just, I'm going to eat as much of it as I can. And I don't get the small meal. I get the one that comes in a platter bigger than my head. And I eat the whole thing. It's like an Alka-Seltzer commercial. I can't believe I ate the whole thing. But I totally can. I can totally believe I did that. And now I'm going to pay for it. But that's my... those are my number five.
You'll notice every one of mine had beef on the menu and hers did not.
I love variety.
Taco Bell's the only one that's not a cheeseburger joint that made my list.
Oh, AJ, forgive me for this, but I like a variety of what goes in my mouth.
I like beef. Seasoned, sautéed, and covered in onions.
Oh, Jesus. Good Lord. So
drippy, gooey onions, by the way.
I think we ended this episode on a fairly positive note.
Yeah, we have to get that anger out of our system.
Yeah, we needed to get all this out, and... I seriously think we are going to have to reevaluate this friendship since Taco Bell is your number one. You know what? You're right. I did hate your top five.
I told you.
I hate it. It's just wrong. I mean, I don't want to be that girl, but you're wrong.
Well, I would have put Taco John's, but they all went out of business, so what are you going to do?
Thank God. Oh, no, sorry.
Well, how many else are you going to keep Tums in business?
Anything I cook. Anyway.
What's on the slate for next week?
So, next week, we're going to have a very interesting topic. We're going to talk about transgender celebrities and their impact on culture and how them being seen... is changing our culture and making things, I think, personally, for the better. We'll see. We'll have a nice calmer discussion than today's rage-filled. And hopefully, as I've said it earlier, Old Mean, Dark, and Scary popped out there just a little bit. But we're good. We're all good. And a lot of people listening aren't going to... Even Stephanie's looking at me like, I don't know what the hell that means. You don't need to know what that means. The people who are listening that know the story know what that means. And as I just said, we're good. We're good. But I want to thank everybody for tuning in to this week's episode. Hopefully we made some positive traction? I don't know what the word is. I'm dumb as a post, usually. I don't know. But well, hopefully we made a positive impact. That's the word, impact. On the world and our world and your world. And at the very least, I hope we were entertaining. Even if you go, God, what is wrong with these two women? That's a long story. Probably have to do an entire episode on that one. But anyway, join us next week. As always, you can find us on Facebook at the Transpose Pod. We're now on Twitter.
Yes.
On at Transpose Pod on Twitter as well. Interact with us. You know, give us your comments. Give us your feedback.
And tell give us cat memes. We need more cat memes.
Oh, God, I love cat memes. Give us your feedback so we know, hey, we're doing good. Hey, we're a bunch of idiots. Hey, we're, you know, we need to change this thing. Comments, questions, everything. Everything. We love to interact with any fans that are out there. So until next week, everybody, just be good to each other and try not to freeze to death in the snowpocalypse if there's a second round. I know I'm going to try not to. So I feel a lot better. And I think it's time for a dilly bar.
Well, I was going to say also take your Tums with you when you go to the Taco Bell. Or Pepto-Bismol.
All right.
That might be better.
Until next week, y'all be great.